Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Great weather for your May long weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Two youth are facing charges in alleged break and enter in Campbellford. Provincial police responded to an alarm activation at a school just before midnight May 9th. OPP observed that the building had been entered and items reportedly taken. Police claimed that a nearby school was vandalized with graffiti. A few hours later, authorities responded to a portable toilet fire on Saskatoon Avenue. At approximately 5 a.m. Sunday, police located a group of youth, arresting two. They will appear in court in June. Northumberland County has a new doctor. Roshan Sabiha Ishak was recently recruited under the Northumberland Primary Care Recruitment Initiative. With more than 8,000 residents in Northumberland estimated to be without a family doctor, this number is expected to grow rapidly. Paula Mason, Northumberland County Physician Recruitment Specialist, tells Robert Washburn of Consider This that hiring Dr. Ishak is huge for residents needing a family doctor.
This recruitment is very significant, especially given the fact that it was our first physician that we recruited as our new Northumberland County Primary Care Initiative. And also the fact that we recruited her within 6 months of starting this program. Typically, a typical recruitment can take up to 12, 24, 36 months at times. So for us to be able to do it within the first 6 months of beginning this program, I think is very important to point out.
Dr. Ishak has already begun practicing in the community. Five Counties Children's Center in Coburg is helping to prepare children with disabilities and other needs for the new school year. The event is to help children from JK to grade 3 easily transition to school, especially if they face greater challenges due to physical development or communication needs. For parents and caregivers, attending a Ready for School event can help them learn more about what their child can expect at school and classroom support available to them. Event organizer Haley Hodges says children and families can experience school bus transportation and ask questions ahead of September. The event is June 6th from 10 to noon. In sports, the Montreal Canadiens are in Buffalo tonight for Game 5 of the second-round playoff series with the Sabres. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. The struggling Jays are off today before starting a series with the Tigers in Detroit. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3D weather forecast is next.
Spring is in the air and it's a perfect time for a fresh glow. Treat yourself to a little seasonal self-care at Village Beauty Bar in Port Hope. Whether you're ready for a rejuvenating facial, a flawless nail treatment, or a relaxing spa service, we're here to help you look and feel your best. Using high-quality professional products, our team specializes in enhancing your natural beauty while creating a calm, welcoming space to truly unwind. Refresh your skin, reset your routine, and step into spring feeling confident and radiant. Visit Village Beauty Bar, 18 Ontario Street in Port Hope. Call or text 905-373-8260 to book your appointment. Village Beauty Bar, where beauty meets wellness.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jacob of SMM Law Professional Corporation. Are you acting as an attorney for property or personal care for someone? Or are you taking on the responsibilities of an executor under a loved one's will? We can help you sort out what needs to be done. Call SMM Law at 905-372-3395 or email hello@smmlaw.com. SMM Law, we are here for you.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny today, slight chance of showers, high 13. Clear tonight, low of 8. Sunny for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs around 20. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.